USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As voter integrity is on the line in America, the New York City Board of Elections apologized Tuesday after election errors were discovered in the Democrat mayoral primary. Somehow 135,000 test ballots were added to official election results. Terrorists are blending in with migrants entering Panama in an effort to get to the United States. That's according to Panama Minister of Foreign Affairs, Erica Muñiz. She says Panama's biometric identification measures have recognized and detained individuals linked to extremist groups attempting to pass through the country with migrants. The Pacific Northwest heat wave has been linked to dozens of deaths in Canada. Lytton reached 121 degrees Fahrenheit Tuesday. It's the third consecutive day the British Columbia town had smashed the country's all-time high temperature record. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The World Health Organization is telling everyone to continue wearing masks. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The World Health Organization is urging people who are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus to keep wearing masks and practice social distancing to protect against the Delta variant. More lockdowns are in place for countries like the UK and Bangladesh. Los Angeles also telling people to wear masks inside, to which Dr. Marty McCrary from Johns Hopkins University tells Fox News.
You're going to hear a lot of fear-mongering about the Delta variant, so let me break it down. It's about 40 to 60% more transmissible, but no evidence that it's more deadly. We were told the B117 mutation was more deadly. The research came in showing that it's not. Because it is more contagious, we're seeing those who are not immune, primarily the young, see more cases. We're also testing too many people who already have immunity. That's in violation of the CDC guidelines.
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Buildings collapsing under their own weight in the United States very rarely happens. Since 2000, less than a handful have failed, leading to deaths due to our extensive laws and inspections during construction. The 22nd and Market building collapse in 2013 killed 6 in Philadelphia. The Miami-Dade College parking garage in 2012 killed 4. And in 2000, the Park Avenue apartment building collapse in Los Angeles killed 1. So what happened last week in Surfside, Florida? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
As the search and rescue mission continues at the collapsed condominium tower in Surfside, Florida, the effort to discover the cause of that collapse has just begun, with preliminary efforts focusing on a 2018 inspection that found cracks in concrete columns, beams, and walls in the building's parking garage. Alan Kilschheimer is a structural engineer who's been hired by the city to investigate the collapse. He tells CNBC that multiple factors may have caused the collapse and that he will be looking for the trigger.
The issue is that when you have cracks, depending on the size, the cracks alone generally are not a major cause of a problem. The reinforcing steel, when you look at rusted reinforcing steel, it'll look like a lot of rust, but rust is an expansive material on steel, so you have to wire brush the steel. You get the rust off and you see how much good metal is left. So, you know, that they all will be some of the things that possibly could have contributed to the collapse in some form or another, but you have to find the trigger also of what actually precipitated the collapse.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.